Just one final thing, Kevin, yeah, before we go. Dylan Connolly's move to Dundalk was confirmed, yeah, last night. What do you think of that?
I'm surprised it happened now, mid-season. Like, you know, he hasn't played the last couple of games for Bray. I think he might have been suspended for one, but then...
Yeah, he came back. He was on the bench against, yeah, Galway on Friday.
That's right, yeah. I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised because he's such a good player. I know Dylan extremely well. I had him at Home Farm when he was under 15.
Yeah.
Then I had him at Shelbourne. So I know before he went to Ipswich. So I know what a talent he is. I mean, he absolutely swept the league away last year. Like, he was absolutely brilliant. Maybe now is the time for him. I'm not even quite on account. I don't know for definite, but Dundalk went for him in the off season and it didn't happen for whatever reason.
That's right. Yeah,
he wanted to stay at Bray, or Bray wanted to keep him, which is fine. Bray are obviously a club trying to get to the levels of the Dundalks and the Corks, and they wanted to keep their best players. But for them to leave now at this stage is a massive boost for Dundalk.
Especially with European football coming up next year.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, Dylan is probably the quickest player I've ever seen in my life. I've seen him since he was 14. He's improved a lot technically over the last few years, because he was probably, his pace always got him goals and always got him to be able to get away from people. But the further you progress in football and the higher the level you get to, everyone else is as quick as you. They might be as quick, but, you know, they have other stuff in their lockers to deal with these attributes that Dylan had. But he certainly had kicked on. And so last year, Bray had an unbelievable year, and there was talk of him going even back to England or whatever. But I know he's settled here with he has a child now and stuff. So sent him a message until last night. I know he's settled and he's looking forward to the move to Dundalk. But look, said, the European thing must have been a good card for Dundalk to dangle him as well, because it's again, you talk about clubs, but players want to be playing at the highest level as possible, and if Dundalk could even half replicate what they did last year, he'd be playing against some really good sides, and it'd be a chance for him to put himself even further in the shop window if that's what he's looking to do.
Yeah, it's definitely a fantastic move for Dylan, but it's also fantastic. It's also a fantastic job from Stephen Kenny and Dundalk, and with rumours today as well that Pat Hoban has more or less agreed a deal to go back to Dundalk. If that comes off as well, it's a huge boost to Dundalk before their Champions League campaign even gets underway.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, like, when he was there before, he was a top scorer and stuff. So to add more goals to the team would be fantastic for them. They've got the likes of Brian Gartland back playing in all the last couple of weeks, which has been key, and Robbie Benson's back fit. McElhaney's
on fire.
Being like, just, I mean, I thought last year himself and Benson were, you know, there was obviously the Horgan, Boyle, everyone talking about last year, but McElhaney during the European run in different parts, and the likes of Robbie Benson and stuff, and were absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, Benson was fantastic.
Look, not only the goal, like, I know everyone's talking about the goal he got in Warsaw, but the whole, his play, like, he's progressed since he left for UCD, and he's come on so much, and for the likes of Dundalk to be able to bring those players back in, because they were missing for a while, and I know them so far off Cork, everyone was saying how they dropped and they're missing Horgan and they're missing Bull and they're missing Finn. Of course they are, but they were missing key players. Stephen O'Donnell was out for a while.
That's right, yeah.
Benson was out for a while, you know. Kilduff has been in and out as well, like, you know, like, so they haven't had their settled 11, even though two or three were going to be new players. They haven't had that settled until the last few weeks.
Even you can see
the difference.
Even they're trying to get a settled back four as well has been kind of difficult for them also.
Well, that's it. That's why, obviously, losing Andy Boyle was a big, Andy was great for them. But Garland has been out injured. Sean Horace come in, Demmel's come in, take them time to settle. They're both really good players.
Yeah.
But there was an awful lot of changes to that back four and what was in front of them. So it was always going to take time. But hopefully, with what's going to happen now in the last few weeks, and rather going and tanking a couple of teams, that they'll take that good form into Europe, and if they could, as I said, do half of what they did last year, it'd be massive for themselves and for the league. Bring the likes of Dylan and Hogan in will obviously only help them. And I think one other thing that I'd like to say, the fact, but by all accounts, they're able to buy Dylan Connolly off break.
That's right.
Tell the story as well a little bit about the league, that on what European progress and what progress can do for you. That you're, because this hasn't happened for, I couldn't tell you the last time there was a transfer fee paid between clubs, really.
It's been a while.
For players like that,
yeah,
you know. So it is. It is. I think they actually signed was a Duffy back from Celtic.
They paid money for him too.
Small,
yeah, they did.
Yeah, but like, but between two League of Ireland clubs, like maybe that's a sign of things to come. That clubs can sign players on longer contracts. The likes of Bray signing Dylan on it, I think it was a 2-year deal.
2.5 years,
something. Yeah, they can demand something for the player from the club that's trying to sign him.
Mm.
Or the fact that they're able to afford it because of the progress that they made in Europe, and obviously the prize money and whatever type of money they got over the last year or so will afford them to be able to do that. So that's a good sign, I think, for that type of stuff. To not to go back to the mad days when everyone was sticking out.
Yes, of course.
That there is these. I've a bit of Jamie Bonnet about the 1-year contracts. Like most players are on 1-year contracts, and sure, players can walk away for nothing at the end of the season.
Yeah.
They're either unemployed or they're walking away, going to England for nothing, and clubs are losing players for nothing. But if clubs have a bit more stability by being able to sign players on 2 and 3 year contracts, they can, as I said, they can demand fees and other clubs will have to pay them.
Yeah, of course. So that's another day's work, of course. But for Bray, Kevin, it's a blow to them and their chances of getting into Europe.
Well, look, it's a blow to losing Connie, there's certainly no doubt about that. Like, you know, he was their best player last year, and this year he's been in and out and probably hasn't hit the heights that he did last year. But in fairness to Bray, they seem to be going in the right direction. Who was he beat last week?
They beat Galway with Anto Floods, got back in the team and scored.
That's right. Well, there you go. I hadn't seen much of him. I played with Pistol Shells. I hadn't seen much of him since he came back. And obviously, he's back in the team now and scoring goals. And they've Aaron Green, they've like McCabe, they've good attacking options. And without Dylan, as I said, losing Dylan, I think, is a blow to any team. At any group of players, but they seem to be happy enough to go on with the lads they got. Who knows, they might make more signs, I don't know. They might be able to get someone in to replace him, but I said he wasn't in the team last week and they went and won.
That's right.
Comfortably enough, so you would think that they have something in mind that's either stick with the players that have done well in the last few weeks or maybe bring someone in.
Yeah, we talked.